What episode? Jesus Christ! I don't even know what episode we're on now.
Well, that would have been 104. Then 105 is Superman, which is all that stuff. I really don't think we got to add too much, because if we start talking about what I want to talk about, then we're going to be here for another hour. So yeah. I'm just going to leave that alone.
Batman's so dick.
106. We're going to start at 106.
Lord, I came at the perfect time. Pop two quarters in Pop Tart, and let's get it on.
I'm your Huckleberry.
You got the touch.
It's all been a world only makes sense if you force it to.
I know kung fu.
Show me.
And here we go.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit?
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
Warp one, engage.
Ah, oh, man, that's some heavy shit, man.
But you ape like me
came here to save you. Oh, yeah? And who's gonna come to save you, Junior?
Yeah.
A reason won't be trouble.
You shoot me in a dream, you better wake up and apologize.
Been chopping trees, I've done something new for this fight.
It's suicide! You can't win!
I drink, and I know things.
I am the one who knocks.
Are you not entertained?
Welcome back, everybody. Episode 106. It's Raiders of the Arcade. Jay and Mike giving you another one. I just want to say, you know, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I had a conversation at work, and so I was driving in the car home, and I'm having a conversation with myself in the car. And I was just kind of talking things out in my head and like thinking of, like, because I couldn't let this conversation go. We had a conversation, and I'm like, you know what? No, I got to save this. I'm thinking to myself. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna save this for the podcast, because. Okay. So this is not what we cover. Okay.
Okay. I like these. These are my favorite.
The Kraken is kicking in. This can be completely stupid and bomb, but I can't. I'm hoping we can argue on this and have some fodder here. I can't stand when someone tries to tell you to class up. Or spice up a piece of food because the normal food is shitty. And I'll give you the example. Someone was like, oh man, do you like cottage cheese? And I'm like, fuck no. And they're like, why not? And I'm like, consistency, taste, appearance, it's nasty. And they immediately jump on the, oh, just put in some fruit, put in some pineapples, throw in some cherries, it's delicious. And I'm like, no. If the food by itself doesn't taste good, I don't want it. And so I can't stand it. So there's so many different foods that I personally feel are shit.
Okay. Well, so, let me interject real quick and say, sure. Definitely is not a subject that I would have expected to speak on this evening. I thought you were going to hit me with something else. But based on just that opening sentence, I immediately have to say cottage cheese is fucking disgusting.
Right? It is
the
fucking
smell, it's the look, it's like all the goop or the juice that comes in when you scoop it and it just drips. The smell alone, it will come across the table and hit me. I don't even want to sit next to you.
I feel like someone took like a measuring cup of milk and just set it behind a radiator and then was like, ah, oh, I'll leave it here for a week, and came back and go, oh, it's a little jiggly. Here, you want delicious. Some of this? I put it in the fridge, it's delicious.
Put fruit, it's gourmet.
Look at Publix. It's got a little side cup. You flip it over and the fruit goes into it. Eat it up. It's delicious. No. So there's a bunch of different foods. Like, for me...
Go ahead. Let me get you...
Broccoli and cauliflower. I don't like either one of those. For me, cauliflower is essentially the carcass of broccoli. It is like...
It's plant brain.
It, you know what? If you spray painted cauliflower tan, it looks like a nutsack. I don't want it.
I don't know about that. Cauliflower cold, dipping it in like Italian dressing. No. I can deal with that.
Yeah. You gotta fancy this shit up.
No, not fancying it. You put a salad dressing on salad, don't you? You eat salad just like a fucking rabbit, just fresh out of the fucking wrapper.
I can't. I can take it and eat it and say, not bad.
Oh, no, I can too, but when it comes to you really enjoying a salad, tell me you don't put any dressing on it.
No, I do. But what, okay. I'm saying, my argument is, if the food can't stand on its own, it's disgusting. I don't want it.
It's brain. It's a different texture. It's a little different. I get it, but it's not terrible, and it's not like you have to church it up like cottage cheese.
Church it up.
Yeah,
cauliflower looks like someone took an x-ray of broccoli. It is... It's just nasty. And so broccoli by itself, broccoli, it's like, I feel like if you eat it cold, it just crumbles in your fucking in your teeth, and it's just dry and nasty. And then if you cook it, then the top part breaks apart, and that stalk is like...
Stalk's not great, but
so what is
steamed broccoli, not too bad. Okay. I appreciate that. Put some soy sauce on it.
Again, see, class it up.
No, it's like putting ketchup on a burger. It's not classing it up. It's just like an addition to it.
But see, I can eat a burger plain, taste delicious.
Well, the juices and stuff like that. But if you put barbecue or A1 on it, it's just like booyah.
But see, missing the point. Yeah, you can add that stuff to it, and it makes it better. I'm not opposed to making things better. But if I can eat a hamburger just like a McDonald's hamburger, plain, boom, eat it, delicious. If you hand me a stick of broccoli and I eat it, I'm going to be like, fuck this. No, I don't want that. How do you make broccoli better? Throw some cheese on it. It makes it delicious. I don't want that. The biggest one for me, and maybe I'm alone here, I know there's a lot of people in South Florida that love this shit, oysters.
That's nasty.
Oysters to me, and this is going to be a really gross description, but oysters to me looks like someone who couldn't pull off a full nut and just dropped a pea-sized load of cum and then sneezed onto a rock and said, oh, look, it's delicious. Eat this. No.
I don't know if I don't know. I think I have to censor that line. That's a pretty nasty description.
That's disgusting, isn't it? But that's what it looks like. It looks like someone just took a big old loogie snot rag and bleh, right onto our dirty rock and said, eat this. But no, if you don't like that, guess what? Oh, just take a little cocktail sauce.
No, see, but that's different. I'll have to agree with you on that. It's nasty. It's disgusting. I think raw oysters, shucking them, whatever the fucking them, whatever they're called, nasty.
I wouldn't even think about what their purpose is. Is they're filters of the ocean or the bay or wherever they are. They're opening up and it's disgusting. Who eat that shit? Cook it. Ugh. Fucking disgusting.
What else you got? It had to have been a white person that thought that cracking open an oyster and sucking out the oyster jizz was a good idea. Come on.
Looks like a combination of jizz and snot. It's disgusting.
Okay.
And there's a lot of people, oyster bars are hugely popular.
Oh, definitely. That's because they got white people thinking it's an aphrodisiac.
That's exactly what it is. I'm going to get laid if I take my girl here. Hey, and if she eats a fucking raw oyster, then... I know what she's doing later.
I know this is a super weird correlation, and we don't have to stick here, but I just want to put a reminder. You know, we're talking about aphrodisiac. Next week, Bill Cosby, the sentencing.
Oh, 24th. Is it?
Yes, it is.
Dippity-dippity-doo!
Ooh!
He might be getting the pud and the pop in the, in the slink. Let's see.
All sorts of pud and pop. All right, what other foods? Come on, what else you got?
Asparagus.
I love it. But disgusting. I know what you're going to say.
I guess slap butter all over it, right?
Nah, man, wrap that fucker in bacon. The bomb.
Yeah. Do you eat it by itself?
Yes, I will. With olive oil and salt. Sea salt on it.
Dude,
come on. You put salt on everything.
Cook it in the pan. By cook itself. It just heat it up.
A little olive oil.
Nope.
Boom.
Heat it up. Can you eat it?
It'll burn. It'll burn.
Oh.
You got to put a little butter on it. No, I don't want to fucking eat it raw. I'm not a fucking rabbit. I'm not a rabbit.
Eat broccoli raw, right?
So
come
you
on.
Put salt on? No, I mean I would prefer it steamed. See? I would prefer it steamed. And if it's broccoli cold, it would need to be small little pieces inside a salad that I'm putting Italian dressing on.
Nobody should be eating asparagus. It is disgusting.
The ground's dick.
It's disgusting.
What else you got? Mustard, disgusting.
Mustard's a topping.
Mustard's fucking disgusting.
Oh, mustard's a topping. You put that on a burger,
cheeseburger, something's wrong with you. If you put mustard on a cheeseburger, something's wrong with you.
You're out of your mind.
Like,
you're out of your mind.
Check your papers. I want to make sure you're not Canadian or something.
You're fucking out of your mind.
I love Canada. Just kidding, guys.
Mustard is it's the only thing I put on a hot dog. I don't even put ketchup on a hot dog. It goes perfectly with hot. How do you have a soft? How do you have a soft pretzel without mustard?
With nothing, you just eat the pretzel the way it is. You're churching it up. No, you're churching it up. You're trying to make something shitty better. Pretzels suck, unless it's those Auntie Anne's cinnamon sugar ones from Auntie Anne's pretzels. You know which ones I'm talking about?
Pretzels by themselves. I prefer pretzels with no butter on it. When those assholes sweep that shit of butter, I know. Fuck, I'm running to the bathroom after this shit. No butter. Plain pretzel. You can put salt if you want. I don't care. I don't need salt. Mustard is like a cherry on the top of a sundae. Pretzels and mustard. Maybe it's the German in me. It's the German in me. Maybe. I don't know. But mustard and pretzels.
German, delicious. Do you eat sauerkraut?
Mm-hmm. You sure do.
I do. I like it, I can't really eat it by itself,
but when you... My wife won't let me cook it, but when you have that stewed in a pot with a bottle of Blue Moon beer and let it sit all day and just boil... Not boil, simmer, and you take that out and you put it on a bratwurst. Oh, Jesus, man.
I'm more interested to know why your wife won't let you cook that.
Because it smells like shit. I'm not going to lie. It smells the house up. It really does. But if you like
the smell... She is the smartest woman in the house, so...
I'm trying to think
what
else is a really just disgusting food.
Okay, see, like, ranch is disgusting. You're talking about condiments. Yeah, well, I'm just letting you know. Anything associated with that, such egg salad, bleh.
Egg salad is like that's a combination of different things. I'm talking about a food, like, an individual item that you have to enhance. Egg salad is a mixture of different shit. Egg salad is hit or miss. I've had some really shitty egg salad, 7-Eleven. I've had some really good homemade egg salad.
There's just certain things you shouldn't be buying at a gas station, and I'm thinking egg salad is probably not one of them.
I've made that mistake. You're like, oh, I'm just really hungry. Egg salad. I like egg salad. And you get in the car, and you rip the package off, and you're halfway down the road, and you take a bite, and you're like ready to vomit. I'm trying to think of some other foods that are just disgusting. So I got a little story with this one.
Okay.
So my wife and I, we go on a cruise. And fancy night comes. You know, the night where you get the...
Like that night.
Yeah, fancy night. So you're dressed up, you're looking nice. You're at a table with probably about 8 people. And so everyone's going around the table and they're like, ooh. I'm putting voices on for everybody. And they're like, ooh, I'll take the beef tartare. And I'm like, oh, I've heard of that. That sounds... what is that? She's like, it's raw meat. I'm like, it's raw meat? I'm like, well, I like medium rare steaks. I've had a steak that's probably a little rarer than that. All right, fuck it, whatever. So it comes around, everyone's getting the beef tartare. I'm like, how is the beef tartare? And they're like, oh, it's delicious. And I'm like, yeah, I'll go with you guys. I'll get a beef tartare. You know? Okay, great. Goes around. My wife's looking at me. She's like, mm-mm. She goes, I'll take the lobster. I'm like, okay. I'm like, can I order a lobster too? They're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, I'll do a lobster as well. So they bring out the food. It comes out. Everyone's got their tray. And I see people digging into it, and they eat it. And, you know, it's on the plate. It's fucking raw meat. I mean, it just looks like someone just took a perfect circle cutter, laid it down, put a little salt and pepper on it, and some green shit. Now, it wasn't maybe like thyme or rosemary, not basil or normal stuff. And I'm like, okay.
Stuff that you can't eat. It's like giving you a bay leaf.
No, you can eat it. It's just the flavor is very potent. Okay. And so I take the fork and I'm like, okay, here we go. Beef tartare. In the mouth it goes. Start chewing it up. I stop. And you know that face you make when you kind of lift your tongue and you start talking like this, and you're like, oh, God. And so I'm
looking for your napkin.
My wife's in, she's like, what's the matter, hon? I'm like, it's fucking cold. She's like, what? I'm like, it's cold. The shit was like someone made this patty, put it in the freezer at 9 and served it to me at 7. It was so cold and raw. And I'm like, oh, God. Like, she's like, what's wrong? I'm like, it's cold. And she's like, of course it's cold. And I'm like, what do you mean, of course it's cold? At this point, I had brought my napkin up, kind of wiped my sides and crap into the napkin. I roll it up and I throw the napkin under the table. So it's gone. It's not in my lap anymore. It's in the middle of the table. And she's like, what were you expecting? And I said, well, I was expecting maybe warm. She goes, then it's cooked. I'm like, no, it's not cooked. It's warm. You know, you put it in the microwave for like 30 seconds. It's not brown. It's just warm. But it's raw. And I'm like, or at least room temperature. This shit was cold.
That's, it was, if like, I'm not mistaken, that's to go what to a, tartare means. It means it's essentially raw, correct?
So, but see, I knew what raw was, but I was expecting it warm. Like, I don't know why. But this is like if you went to, I don't know how far we stretched, your local grocery store or Kroger's or Publix or Safeway or wherever you go, Walmart. It was like as if you were to go into their cooler section, pick up a piece of ground beef and rip the packaging open and just put it in your mouth. That's what it was, but into a circle.
Except they went to Petco and got cat food and popped open the cat food and served it up as tartare.
It was so mushy and just cold. I wanted to throw up. And I'm like, mm-mm. The guy comes back, he's like, everything okay? And it's like, mm-mm. He's like, what's the matter? I'm like, no, I don't want this. He's like, what's the matter? I'm like, it's cold. And he looks at me and he's like,
but sir,
what's the matter? I'm like, it's cold. And he's like, look at me like,
what the hell, like, is wrong with you?
Yeah, right? So other people are looking at me around the table and I'm like, it's cold, guys. And they're like,
yeah.
This guy over here, he's dressed in a suit, he's pretending to be high class. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? Just bring me two lobsters instead of just this. So he took the plate and I got two lobsters. And so I finished the night off with a cockroach of the sea. So,
oh, that's terrible.
That's what it is, right?
I mean, no, I hope not. That's not what it's classified as.
What? It's the ground bottom feeder. It's the cockroach of the sea.
No, it's not. There's bottom feeders in the fucking sea. A lobster's not a fucking...
Dude, look at it. Look how it moves.
No.
It's got that weird tail that's sort of translucent or semi-translucent. That's like,
okay, but you love the way lobster tastes, though.
Oh,
correct?
Yeah.
Are you the type of dude when you go out to eat that you'd like to go pick the fucking live lobster from the tank and say, I want that one?
I'm not an arrogant prick.
No, if you're not.
When you pick yours, you're not an arrogant prick. No, I don't. It's. I mean, I've only been to a place once that I got to pick it.
Uh huh. Did it feel wrong looking at its eyes and being like, yeah?
Yeah, kind of like. See, I also grew up in Maryland where Maryland crabs were like, I'd go out and catch them with chicken and throw them in a basket, and then you go to eat them and their eyes are looking at you, so that's not a big deal for me. I did go to a place with She Who Shall Not Be Named, and, you know, father was very, very, very wealthy and has friends that are even more wealthy. And they take you out to this restaurant and you're like, everyone. So you're lucky enough to be the last person to take their order. So you're listening to everybody else. And I'll take the lobster. I'll take the lobster. I'll take the lobster. And get around. The one goes, I'll take the 5 pound. And I'm like, well, fuck. If everyone, I'll take the 5 pound lobster. Do you know how big a 5 pound lobster is?
That's huge.
I want you to picture whatever your fist looks like. I'm sure there's probably bigger than me. But imagine your fist and maybe about 1.5 times the size of your fist. That's how big the claws were. This lobster came out of my plate. I'm looking around my garage to find something that I can compare it to. It looked like a damn cat. It looked like a cat.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like a small pet, like a cat or a dog. It's Beckett.
Yeah, it's terrible. This thing was massive. And, you know, I come from a middle-class family. My dad worked hard. We never had really want for anything, but we also never had, like, the best of everything. And so you go out with people, and, again, friends of friends. I couldn't even imagine what this bill cost. But they bring this lobster out, and I'm like, holy fuck. I needed, like, they gave you a chisel-type tool and a hammer to break the claws up because they were so thick. The damn claw meat looked like a softball. Best tasting lobster I've ever had in my life. I'll never have it again. But I do enjoy lobsters, but I just think it's funny that they look like the cockroach of the sea.
That's terrible. I don't ever want to hear that again. Hopefully I'll forget. I think I've had enough rum tonight that I probably will forget that.
So anyway, that's my food shit. I'm curious if anybody got, if, you know, this would be a good time for people to email us. What food, because I'm sure people probably disagree. People probably love cottage cheese. I'm just curious if anybody out there has, like, a food that you just can't stand. Non-dressed up, just by itself, food that is disgusting to you. Send them in. RaidersOfTheArcade@gmail.com. I'm sure somebody's got to have some things that are nasty.
I'll end it with this. I remember back in the days, one of my earliest memories of a food that I disliked. My mother used to make me, and this actually was just me and my older brother. The other one wasn't even a twinkle in the eyes yet. But actually, he was in an accident, so it wasn't supposed to happen. Love you, Mark. Just kidding.
Exclusive.
exclusive. You were an accident.
I was. I have a great story with that someday I'll tell. It's a great story. Okay.
I'm looking forward to hearing it.
I'll give you this. My birthday is November 20th. Do the math of 9 months prior. By the way, I was a few days late.
I'm not a math surgeon. Yeah, I'm not a
math surgeon. I was a few days late. If you go back 9 months, roughly around Valentine's Day.
Okay, perfect. Gotcha.
My sister pointed that to me over dinner one night.
Gotcha. Very interesting.
Fuck you, Mindy.
So I remember back in the days that my mother used to always cook us steak, like maybe once a month and stuff like that. And it was always different from this other steak that we used to eat. And it smelled so nasty and it was just an odd shape, whatever. But they used to serve it up and we'd have to eat it. And my folks were the type of, you're going to sit there and you're going to eat it until it's done. I remember one time sitting there for like 2 hours just with my food, just like, I don't want to eat anymore. You know, but I had to eat it. You know, starving children in Africa, you better eat your food. Mm-hmm. And, you know, steak, that's, you know, what it was. So we were lucky, fortunate enough to be eating steak. But as we got a little bit older, me and my brother used to, you know, creep up when my parents were doing stuff and food stuff in the kitchen. Let's not take that the wrong way. And we saw her, we smelt the smell, the distinct smell of it cooking. So we crept up into the kitchen. And we looked, and she was just throwing the package away, and we grabbed the package, and she was cooking liver.
Oh, just God.
Straight up liver, and we saw it in its raw form before it's finished and cooked. And we're like, it is. It's so nasty.
Okay, there's another one. Yeah, my parents did the same thing. They loved it. They tried to get us to eat it. I'm like, I think I was old enough at the point where they were trying to get me to try it that I knew what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that is essentially the filter of a cigarette. Like that's the filter of the body. Like all the bad shit goes through there.
Oh, I didn't even know any of that. Knowing that now, but
you know what I mean? I'm just like, I don't want to eat that. And it looked. I don't know how to say. Like, you know when you go and you look at meat in the deli counter or the meat counter, and you're like steak and lamb and pork chops, and then you see the liver, and it has an almost artificial fake look to it. Like the way it adheres to like the film, it's like it's glossy and it's like, no,
disgusting.
There are certain parts of it.
If you're a parent out there now trying to put one of them things over on your kids because you like it, shame on you. And if your parents are still trying to serve that up to you now and you're a full grown adult, you need to let them know you don't play that shit no more. It's disgusting.
There's meat. I consider meat the muscle. The muscle is a tissue. I can eat a tissue. I can't eat an organ. if you're eating a body part that serves a purpose, not eating it. I'm not eating a spleen. I'm not eating a liver. I'm not eating gizzards. I'm not eating a throat or a foot. Yeah, I'm not, especially a brain. If you think with it, I'm not eating.
Chilled monkey brains and a beating heart.
This is completely random. But my wife Tess and I, we watched this YouTube channel. There's this Japanese girl. She's a Japanese American, or maybe she's Chinese American. I'm not sure. But her name's Emmy. Emmy Maiden. You heard of her?
I don't think so.
She's got a channel. Her channel name, I think, is like Emmy Maiden Japan. And she started off really popular by doing. And you probably saw them on my Instagram page. But she does these. She eats all kinds of random things. And she started off when she was in college or something in Japan, and she gets these little trays, and they're like these Japanese treats, and like they're all chemicals, but you can make like all I don't even know how to, it takes me too long to describe them, but look her up online. But she makes all these kind of crazy things. We've ordered a few of them from Amazon in Japan. We made these crepes with this little tray and chemical. It's just crazy. Japan is awesome. But so she's so open in what she eats that she has like, she just tried pork brain. She made it. She cut it up. She showed it to you. Then she cooks it in a pan. And she adds eggs to it. And she did something else and whatever. And she ate it like it was. And I looked at the.
Say it again. You looked at her and what? You looked to say what? Is it the Russians? What's happening?
He's back. When she made it, in the she's got like a little. Are we frozen? Are we good?
I can hear you. It says poor network connection. That's a new error right. message there.
No, so recording. Yep. She cooks in a little hot plate, and she makes things, and she mixed it in with like eggs and some other stuff. And had you not told me that there was brain in here, the meal itself looked good, but she goes, and after she eats it, she's just like, you know, it's a little bit more spongy. It's, you know, with the flavor of the sauce and this kind of stuff. And she's like, it's really good. And I'm just like, and I'm like, I don't want to eat something that had a thought process. Like, I just.
Nah, I'm good. You can tell me about it. I'm good.
Yeah. I actually heard a really cool quote that makes your brain fucked up is, this is kind of weird to think about, but the brain, like our brain, named itself. Think about that. The brain named itself.
Well.
Right? Is your mind fucked yet? Think about it. Somebody at one point had to say, hey, this inside of here is a brain, right?
Okay.
That person's brain told them, this is a brain. Yeah, right? So the brain named itself.
Yeah, I guess that's one way of right? looking at it. I guess.
That's a bunch of freaking liquor and rum, yeah. It's fucked up. Brain named itself.
Here's a little fun fact for you. And that closes out our food portion for this episode.
Are we going to do more?
Well, actually, you know, this might be the only time that I'll ever be able to attempt this segment. But we're going to go ahead and call this segment, since we're talking about things that we normally would never talk about at Raiders. But hey, you got to eat at an arcade when you go, wherever the arcade is. So there you go.
My mistake. This took longer, but I, you know, it came to my mind in my car. I'm like, there's got to be other people that have experienced foods that they fucking can't stand.
No, totally with you on it. So, but we're going to go ahead and talk about things that we hate, okay? Okay. And maybe in me expressing some of the things that I dislike, getting this stress off of my chest, because I feel like this has been building a while. You know, living here in Sarasota, you've been here. You know it's a very growing, booming little town, and there's construction going everywhere, and, you know, it's just starting to become very congested. They've got, what, the snowbirds and the old-timers and the foreigners and then the locals, and we're not too sure who can drive.
The ones I call them the Q-tips.
Yeah, the Q-tips.
You drive behind a Cadillac, and it looks like a Cadillac's being driven by a car full of Q-tips.
Yeah. So yeah. We're going to talk about a couple things that just absolutely drive me crazy, like the people
I like this.
We'll start off, you know, a little warm, you know, slightly agitating.
All right.
Upsetting, sorry. But you know when you're driving and then all of a sudden that person that's driving in front of you acts like they're the only person on the road and they start to slow down looking for their turn. They're not too sure. They may be driving in the middle lane wanting to stop. Or no, not even in the middle lane. They're like in the left lane. There is an open middle lane. They know that they have to turn over to the left somewhere, but they just keep on driving slow and just, you know, that drives me fucking crazy. It's like, you know, it's a little small one. Another thing that's driving me crazy, roundabouts. Man.
Right? Okay. I know.
So
they're supposed to solve the problem. They don't.
They don't. But I feel like me and you are very intelligent people, and we know how to handle roundabouts. And if you disagree with how you should handle a roundabout, then please let me know. But I know rule number one with a roundabout is you should not accelerate into a roundabout. Just saying, hitting the gas when you go to a roundabout, kind of thinking you're an asshole. Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, yeah.
Okay, I'm pretty sure it says 15 miles an hour.
You're supposed to yield.
What does yield mean to you?
It means it almost means stop.
Okay.
Take a second to look.
And I look at someone being in the roundabout as being in the pocket. Like, they're already in the pocket. Like, yeah. If you are in that circle, I should be yielding. I should be slowing right down, away. Right? Not speeding up, because
I'm
thinking
I can...
circle.
But if you're already in the circle, like you're coming around and someone's about to come in, you have the right of way.
Absolutely.
You're in the zone. You're in the circle.
I should not fear for my life that you're going to hit me, because you're not stopping and you're waiting right until you're almost out of the fucking roundabout.
Yeah.
If I had a dollar for all the times I've lost my mind in front of my kids when someone's done that to me, I could have myself a really nice car.
The one that gets me is when you're going down a road and someone doesn't put their blinker on, but they flick it on as they're turning, and as they turn, they bring from 40 to 5, and they make that turn like they have a fine china set made into a freaking card house, like it's in the back seat, and they go, I get it.
Just turn, motherfucker.
Yes,
turn.
Fucking turn. Or accelerate. Go around the goddamn turn, you piece of shit. Sorry.
Fucking A. No, yeah, no, it's justified. It's good we get this stuff out now.
You can make a turn at least 20. You don't need to hit 5.
Yeah, and you're not the only motherfucker on the road. There's probably people behind you that need to go straight, so fucking turn.
There's, like, I don't get upset at people who don't turn a blinker on, because I know I'm guilty of not putting a blinker on sometimes when you make a turn. So I'm not going to yell at anybody who doesn't put a blinker on. I get pissed off at the ones that are about, you can see that they've made about 5% of the turn. Like, their car is obviously going to the right, and the blinker comes on, and you're like, oh, fuck. Like, I thought you were going straight. You were going so slow, I didn't know you were turning right, but you gave me a last-second warning.
Or the ones that turn on the blinker like 200 feet in advance, and they pass like 2 or 3 intersections. You're like, fucking turn. Is it this one? No.
Yeah.
No, just fucking turn.
Yeah. I had one today on the way home. My drive is 55 minutes on the way home from work. I had a guy put the blinker on. Like, oh, okay, let me slow down. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, man, are you going to... Oh, nope. Oh, you're not taking that turn. Okay, we're going to follow this through here. I looked to my left and my rear, my side mirror. Nope, can't get in the left lane. Oh, we're going to see this through. Okay. Nope, not the second one. Okay, we're going to keep going. Oh, here you go. Yeah, and he slows down and takes... And I'm like, you just passed 2 turns and then made the third. Why did you put your blinker on?
It's just being courteous. No.
You're supposed to put your... If I can remember this properly, I don't know if there's anybody from the DMV out there, but I thought it was supposed to be 50 or 100 yards of the turn. Yard.
I believe.
Not miles here.
Not miles. Not miles. Yards. Not meters. We're not... No, hold on.
Yards.
Miles, meters. Yeah. Well, anyways, this is in the UK.
It's not that far. It's not 3 turns worth. And I'm just like... Fuck, man. And of course, cars are coming to the left. So I'm like, had I known, I would have moved over well before. But no, you're stuck on the guy who's got to go 5 mile an hour around a turn.
Okay, I got it. I got another one better than that. Drives me crazy. I hate it. Bike lanes.
Can I guess?
Let's just.
Okay.
What? All right. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, when you're in the middle lane and you got a guy who is in the left lane, but he decides he's got to go all the way through your lane, then the right lane, and then into the exit. Did you really not think this through, you fuck? Did you not?
Yeah, you knew that way back then. You know where you're going. Yep.
Fucker. God damn.
All right, so let's discuss bike lanes really quick, dude. You know what drives me freaking crazy about bike lanes? Is when bike lanes
exist?
The sidewalk. Yeah, some people don't have cars. Some people like to ride bikes everywhere. And, you know, I'm sure up in Tallahassee, they're... There's those bike crews, you know, that turn around and got a marathon bike it everywhere. So, you know, I get it.
Spandex,
but hey, look.
Ones that look like a fucking back of a pencil. Yeah, I've seen them.
But look, if you're spending all that money on your bikes and those suits and the aerodynamic helmets, please don't drive on streets that don't have bike lanes. You motherfuckers know where the trails are. You know where the highways and they got that stuff. Drive on those. Don't drive on these streets that can't fit you. I don't want to have to wait. You shouldn't be on this street. There's no bike lane. Get the fuck out.
If there's no bike lane and there is a sidewalk, get your motherfucking ass on that sidewalk.
And same goes for fucking walkers. Motherfucker, get out of the bike lane, walk on the sidewalk. Like, when I see a mother and running with her fucking stroller and the kids in the fucking bike lane and you're next to a sidewalk, get the fuck out of the bike lane. That's what a sidewalk's for. But it's uneven. I don't want to jog or walk because the sidewalk's a little crooked.
The sidewalk might have people on it, so I don't want to ride my bike. Fuck you. Get off the road and get on a sidewalk.
Yeah, they don't have fucking sidewalks in Africa. Fucking get on it and use ours.
Oh, man, I hate that shit. What the fuck is the point of a sidewalk if you don't use it? I see no one on it, but you're in a lane. There's no bike lane. There's a foot and a half of a gutter, if you will, full of street dirt and rocks and crap and shit that you can slip that bike. Get on the sidewalk. It's safe. You're off the road. I'm not going to hit you.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
I don't understand. I don't fucking understand it. I don't get it. People, get your shit together. Stop being stupid.
Bike lanes. Just build more sidewalks. Get them off the road. I don't want to have to accidentally hit a biker because they didn't put the little arm out to the left because you're going to go, or they didn't hold it upright because they're going to make a right. Or I have to give a half a lane, meaning I have to go into oncoming traffic to give you the right of way. Fuck you, you bicycle asshole.
Man, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That's the rum talking.
So yeah,
that's the rum talking.
So if you guys object to any of those, or you can think of something that makes you crazy or that you hate, hey, it could be us. Send us an email.
I got one.
The Arcade Podcast.
Let's just keep this going. I got one.
Keep it going. Go.
So have you ever been like, you need to get in? Okay. How can I word this? So you know how there's like a left turn lane and then maybe like two lanes to the right. So two lanes going straight, a turn lane going to the side, and you're like, I got to get in that turn lane. And you're like, oh man, if this car moved up like one more foot, I could squeeze through and get in that turn lane so I don't miss the light, right? And
that
then
person you, knows it.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, you know what? I don't want to miss this light. Fuck it. I'm going to go over the curb. And you go over the curb, and then you look to the right, and that person has got a car length in front of them. Do you know how angry it makes me when I realize that someone has left like a car or a car and a half length in front, and they don't move up?
Curtis?
Move? What? Why? I put to a stoplight, and I'm at the white line, and I'm looking to my left, and I'm like, why is there a car length, move up?
No, I totally agree. Do you have to pick up your kid from school?
Yeah.
At all?
I take him to school, but yeah.
You take him to school? Do you park or you just drop him off?
I drop him off, but it's...
Okay, so I drop my kid off every day. Got to pick him up every single day, so I have to park. And, you know, of course, when I pick him up, I don't want to take the baby out, so
yeah.
I park. The people that park and freaking park into other parking spaces or up on the white line that don't share the fucking parking lot. Dude, I was sitting there and I've seen her. She's there like all the time and she does it almost every fucking time. She's driving a Lexus, this older lady, take away her goddamn driver's license. She backs up and she backs up so close into my driver's side as she's doing it. I'm looking like, holy shit. And I put my window down and she puts her window down. She looks at me, she's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe how small they make these parking spaces. I said, what? They're not small. They're all the same. She's like, they're so small I can't fit. I can't believe how close I am. I was like, my kid's are going to come and we're going to ding your car. We're going to open it up and smack into your car. She's like, but they make them so small. And I was like, no, maybe you could change your, you know, maybe use the little, what did I say? Use the little TV that you have that shows you when you're backing up and it'll show you that you have some space. Oh, I don't understand how that works. I just, it's fine. And then she starts putting her window up and she leaves it. And then when she gets out, you know, she's trying not to hit it. And I put the window down. I was like, I'm watching. I'm watching. She's like, I'm not going to hit your car. And I was like, okay.
It's
come on, share the parking lot. Share
you know why? Lot. She's better than you.
Oh, yeah, she drives a Lexus. I know that. Yeah, totally. Right? She was just like, oh, my gosh. Do you even have a kid that goes to the school?
Yeah.
So, she got on her phone. She started calling.
That's the problem I'm in. My son moved from a school to a private school because we have relatives that go there that even our relatives don't pay for their kids' schools. The grandparents do.
Same as what? Connection lost.
And when I say this, I mean my son goes to a school. Okay, so to give you an example, my nephew, who's my wife's nephew through marriage, he's my son's cousin. We call him a cousin. He is in ninth grade. My son's in eighth grade. In ninth grade, one of his friends is Ted Turner's grandson. Okay?
Okay. Yep. Gotcha.
So the school he goes to. Yeah. So the school he goes to, I'm not going to say names. The school that he goes to, Ted Turner held a birthday party, and the entire grade was invited to this ranch with, like, llamas and shit. I mean, we're talking, like, high – so when I go there and I drop my son off and there's nothing but Lexus and BMW and blah, 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 all these cars. Now, Grant, mine's a rebadged. I took the logo off my car and I rebadged it so it looks like I used the Korean logo. But I drive a Kia. I drive a Kia Optima. It's really nice. It's a top-of-the-line Kia Optima, but it's nowhere near a Tesla that's in the parking lot or these BMWs, and I'm just like – ah, oh, you rich fucks. And I'm like,
yep.
They have no care. It's amazing.
But how does this fit into them being an asshole or parking improperly?
So they don't care. Like, okay. If something were to happen to their car, it's like, oh, I'll just get it fixed.
Yeah, and that's exactly how this lady's attitude was. Like, so what?
Yeah, you're going to get out and ding my car? Whatever.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Your car is going to be dinged too, but I don't care. I have the money to fix it. You don't.
It's just like you roll up and it's like, come on, you need to go a little farther of it. Okay, you know, you'll sit there. You're better than I am. You know, or it's just like, you know, you pull in or someone just pulls in front of you. There's no courtesy when you pull into the parking lot. They just boop right in. And you're like, I was waiting for that spot. And they get out. They look at you like, okay, whatever. And you're like, you rich fuck. Like, come on. There's a definite difference in drivers based on income. You know, I have a good job, but I am not what I am straight middle line, middle class. I don't, like I said, I drive a fucking Kia Optima.
You drive a Kia Optima because of the sheer amount that you spend in video games each year.
Right.
Damn it. If you weren't spending so much, you'd have a nicer car.
Oh, and photography equipment and video games?
Yep, there you go. All that tech stuff, that's always been your Achilles heel. You gotta buy it all.
But yeah, it's just funny how, like, people with different incomes or whatever car they drive, I mean, and it, if I feel like if I drove the car they did, I would drive differently, right? You want to think that. Like, I saw a guy, he had one of those Tesla SUVs with the gull wing doors. And
oh, I love the way those doors
are. Right? And it's a beautiful looking SUV. And the guy rolls through and he's taking speed bumps in the parking lot because they, you know, obviously kids. And he's going over the speed bumps and the car's just boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, you're ruining your struts of the car in the shop. What are you doing? Boom, right through. And I'm like, you don't care.
Yeah, well, the fact that you're speeding in a parking lot with that school parking lot, you're an asshole. If your parent is one of these people, they're an asshole. Tell them to slow it down. And if you're going to pick up your kids and you're doing that,
I won't say spoilers, but yeah, it's amazing. There's a lot of money. There's a lot of money for some of these kids. And it's just like my son's even said it. He's just like, you know, some of these kids, they all have iPhone 10s. And one kid is like, you know, because I have an iPhone 10, but I'm in a full grown adult. I paid for it myself. He's in eighth grade, and they're allowed to have, you know, phones there. And he's like, oh, yeah, they all got iPhone 10s. I'm like, my son doesn't even have a phone. He's got an iPod.
You should be like, shut up, kid, here, take this N-gauge.
Right? Oh, man. I fought for that phone. Anyway, he has an iPod Touch, and he's just like, yeah, half the kids, the phones are shattered. They're broken. He goes, and my sons, he's like, they have no care. They don't care. And it's like, what 14-year-old has an $1,100 phone, and it's shattered? And
The one that's always at home. The one that's always at home with the nanny because the parents are out, or because dad's trying to pay him off to keep his mouth shut because he's banging the nanny.
Against you. Better person.
Just be a better person. I lost you. It said connection was lost. So yeah. I guess
I'm here. I heard you. You heard me.
Yeah. Well, I kind of heard you. I made off-color sexual joke about the husband banging the nanny. That's why he's giving the kid the iPhone. Shut him up.
Whatever. I mean, I'm not going that far. I'm just saying, you know. Okay.
I am. You know, the nanny?
I can't shit on all rich people. I've had in-laws, ex-in-laws, if you will, that are very, very wealthy. Some of them take care of my son now. But it's just, there's certain people that just change, and it affects everything, and that comes down to the driving thing that we got to. It's just like when you have a certain car or a certain lifestyle, it's just like, it's kind of like the attitude everybody gets when you go to McDonald's and you need ketchup, and you're like, doesn't matter. You know what I mean? If you need ketchup, you go up to the line. You don't shit who's in line. You're like, excuse me. One second, man. I need ketchup. Like, you're the first. There's nobody else around. Doesn't matter. You just get the ketchup. You get your ketchup. Then you go back and sit down. Like, it didn't matter if anybody else is ordering their food. Right? That's how some people act when they get money. It's how they drive. It's crazy.
No, I hear what you're saying. I totally get it. I'm just kind of dumbfounded. It was having a flashback of me going to buy something and someone fucking interrupting me and be like, motherfucker, I'm here. You see me standing here.
I'm trying to order my damn shit.
It drives me crazy. The fuck? Wait, you see the line? Do you see me standing here?
Do we have anything that's relevant to this podcast?
No. We're no games, no movies, no nothing. We bring anything else up here?
Let's talk about something. Something small real quick. I'll throw it out there. Rumor,